Hi, everybody. I'm sports writer Terry Mosher, and you're listening to the K-Mac Show.
All right, and welcome back to the K-Mac Show. Well, you know, everybody knows. If you don't know, you've been underneath a rock somewhere. As the North Kitsap Vikings went undefeated this year in softball, went on to the state championships, ran the table, and beat Ridgefield 8-1. His take away the 2023 state championship during the line. Anna Westrom, their shortstop. Man, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I bet you're feeling pretty good right now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it feels crazy, surreal, but yeah, I'm feeling great.
Have you put things into perspective yet about how the season went on, undefeated, and then you go on to the state finals? And how you felt going through the season, and then what were you feeling like when you knew you were going to advance to the state championships?
Well, honestly, I feel like all season being undefeated, going through, I feel like the camaraderie in our team just really made it easy to go game by game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, as soon as we knew that we had a chance to win the state championship, I feel like it was just up from there. We had so much confidence in each other. Leaned on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like that's what got us through, and that's kind of how we were feeling through the whole thing.
And of course, you play RA Long, you beat them, and place Linden. Linden's always a thorn in the sides of the Vikings. It goes on with football and everything else. Hey, good job for beating them, guys. Then you beat Then you beat the Hornets, and then Ridgefield 8-1, as I mentioned, in the state championship game. When did you realize? I guess. It's kind of a dumb question, but maybe not. You know, as the game went on, somewhere along the line, you get a feeling, hey, man, I think we got this. When did you start feeling that?
I think I felt that feeling when the second inning, they hit a home run off of our pitcher, Reese Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it was 2-1. And after that, we had three total outs after that inning, and I feel like the energy after, even though we had a home run hit off us, we felt like nope, we're coming back, and we had a really big hitting inning in that next inning, and so I feel like our energy just really
right.
I knew was we could come back from that home run, and so I knew the game was over by then.
Nice.
That we were going to win.
When you guys recorded the final out against Ridgefield, of course, you know, it's going to be jubilation on the field. Everybody's going to be jumping up and down, hugging each other. What was that feeling actually like? What did it feel like?
I mean, it was crazy. I've played with more than half these girls since I was, 7 years old. And so it was Serenity Fake that got the last out, which was pretty special because I've played with her for a very long time. And just, the best feeling is hugging the people that you went through the tough times with through the whole season. And so I feel like it was just such a warming feeling being able to hug my teammates that I've been through it all with.
What did you do after the game, after the championship? I know you had to make the trek back home.
Yeah.
Did you go somewhere to eat afterwards?
Well, we went to McDonald's afterwards. We felt like, you know, we don't really want to sit down and eat. We want to bring it on the bus. And everybody rode the bus back. We listened to music, and it was the best feeling. About to take the exit to go home, and we had cops escort us, and we had a huge celebration welcome home back at our school.
What was it like to touch the trophy?
Oh, I mean, it was crazy. I feel like the only other time that we have kind of had that feeling was when we won the state championship basketball game, boys did, my freshman year, and it was kind of like, wow, like I can't wait until I have the chance to feel that feeling. And so really when we won, it just felt like softball has never really gotten much recognition, and so I feel like now we have the respect that we deserve, and I can't wait for the upcoming freshmen and everybody to really run the program.
Okay, what was it like to go into school as a state champion? I bet everybody was happy for you. What was it like when you go into school? I bet it was walking down the highway, everybody's in the hallway, everybody's clapping. What was it like?
Well, actually, we didn't have school Monday, and today was our senior skip day, so seniors did not get to have not walked into school yet, so that's going to be a big day tomorrow. But I know that even our first game that we won, our principal was announcing it in the middle of the day, and people were texting me in the school, and I know I can already feel the love, even though I haven't been in the school yet, because all of my classmates have been texting me, but I can't wait to get back to school tomorrow and feel that feeling.
All right, senior skip day. I remember that well. Every now and then I took a couple of extra days off too, you know.
Yeah.
What did you do for senior skip day?
Actually, a lot of us went to Buck Lake over in Hansville, so that was fun. And now we just went to Buffalo Wild Wings to have a nice dinner with all of us.
Excellent. Anna Wedstrom on the line, shortstop for the North Kitsap Vikings softball program. They went undefeated, won their first state championship. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
There he is, Anna Wedstrom on the line. Stick back with more. We have more callers coming into the program from the softball champion North Kitsap Vikings, including their head coach, Clay Blackwood, when we come back on the KMAC show.